Will remembered his so-called confidence he was supposed to have here in Bethesda. "No," he said. "I want to see what it is." Will heard Ezra growl as he followed Will toward the shop. As Will approached, the woman set down her fan and leaned forward against the table, ready to speak once he was close enough. "A young Darkhand," she said in a thick accent as the three of them approached. "I imagine you hope to take the next step with your Kakrit?" Her eyes studied Will for a long moment as Will scrunched his eyes to make out exactly what she sold. "I have what you need. The question is, can you pay?" On the table were several ornate, long white serving dishes. On them were some oddly shaped clear objects. They were small but strangely familiar. It took him only a second to realize what they were. Pills. These were what Will held in his pocket, only they had been cut into fourths. "How much are these?" Will said.
"You're wasting your time." Ezra leaned close to him.
"Come now, there's no harm in asking questions," the woman said. "Each portion is 20 drekels.
20? Bet said. "That's ridiculous. I can see why you have no business."
"Little girl,"
the woman lowered herself to Bet's eye level in order to best accentuate her statement.
"People buy, but not many can. This is the new future. Links aren't to be so common, and those willing to manage one must be prepared to make some sacrifices."
"What are they for?" Will was unafraid of sounding stupid. He wanted to know. The woman scowled and looked from him to Swoop.
"How did you link that Kakrit?" she said.
"I don't have to share anything." Will tried to sound confident.
"Just as I have nothing that must be shared," she said.
"Money bags may not tell you," Bet said, "but I will. These are binders, the quick and easy ways to attach a link. Feed one of these to a link and it's yours. That's what the first one does, at least, but afterwards, the more you feed, the more abilities you unlock. These are harder, though, and it won't happen with just one. It takes lots and lots of feedings before they gain a new skill, and only the especially rich are able to pay multiple times to get enough to reach the new abilities. 20 drekels? Who can do that?"
"I'm afraid that isn't my problem."
The woman leaned back in her chair and began to fan herself calmly, looking instantly bored.
"Will it let me stow?" Will said. "You don't have the money."
Ezra was getting impatient.
"Come on,"
he said as he began to drag Will from the table.
"Of course it will," the woman said. "But who knows how many feedings it could take to do so? With enough drekels, it could reach its full potential."
That was the last of what Will could hear. He was now out of earshot of the woman. Ezra continued to drag him, but now pulled him close so it wasn't so apparent.
"Stop asking stupid questions," he said. "If you want to know something, ask us. We have enough problems at the moment. Now, let's get out of here. The three of us need to talk."
Will pointed his head upward and winced from the light of the blazing sun. But beyond was the black orb of the moon, suspended in the air, a reminder of how different the world was. Still, he wasn't sorry. He'd needed information quick, and he only had the rest of today to find his way back to his home.
There is no question.